speaking.
Great. Well, Ms. Judith, you're the president of Queenscliff Combined Probus Club, is that correct?
Yes, I am at the a little bit, yes.
Oh, great. Well, Ms. Judith, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40 to 60% of your members' trip away. My name is Ethan with Australian Escapes, and currently we're setting up Probus Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can verify this information with Monica from marketing. By any chance, have you received our introduction email, Ms. Powell?
I don't know. I don't know what, you know, because the secretary picks up the mail, so I'm not sure to answer that one.
I'll go ahead and resend the email. Well, my purpose in calling is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your we'll then send you some information to some others at the branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you...
look, I'm cooking my tea. Gosh. You pick an awkward time to ring. Right. Okay.
Should I call you back at a better time?
No, I've taken it off now. Right. Okay.
Yes, Ms. Judith. We'll go ahead and send an email and do a follow-up if you don't mind. Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, if you had 7 to 10 minutes, I just wanted to get some few questions. You could get a better idea. Maybe I'll call back at a better time.
It's hard to say what is a better time. I hope I can answer, yes.
Well, if you have the time, well, we're all about affordability and simplicity, Ms. Powell, and as I've mentioned, it's to save you 40 to 60%.
Are you able to send out some things to us? Because the group is not a one that takes on travels. They're a funny little group. The other groups do, but ours, they need to be pushed a bit. So maybe, you know, a few cheap things like that can help us, the committee, to encourage them to travel.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Would like to send you some literature regarding. If you don't mind, I would like to ask you a few questions, get a better idea regarding the travel plans for the club members in the past. And we have done a few comparisons. Trade Travel has one that listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast to Harvey Bay, charging over $200 per person. And we can do the same trip, $800 per person. Similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independent and affordable style of travel. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to go ahead and record this call for training purpose and ask you a few questions and get an understanding about the club. When your club members are considering getting away as a group, are they more interested in doing a short range trips, 1 to 3 nights, long trips?
That'd be lovely. Yes, I think that'd be nice. The shorter trips, but of course. You know, perhaps throw in the longer trips because there's a few of us that would prefer a longer trip.
All right. And I'm sure your club members and you are would be interested in day trip as well.
Sorry, what was that question?
Would you guys be interested in day trip as well?
Oh, day trip, yes.
Oh, perfect. Well, looking at this year, Ms. Powell, do you have any trips planned out at all?
No. We leave that for the activities person, and like I'm just a new president's coming in. We've had our meeting, so my year's finished sort of now, but the new one as yet hasn't commenced. So we're sort of, it's a whole new year, so this is where it's a good chance for you people to, you know, put ideas forward for the new committee.
This is the reason we're actually contacting the president of the current club. Well, approximately how many members do you have, or any idea of how many members?
105.
And how many of those 105 travels, do you have any idea?
Well, they have a getaway, and about 30 will get away, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, because down here we have groups, like they have golf, they have bowls, you know, and they're all doing trips as well, you know, so
right.
this is where the competition is a bit. Yeah.
And we're actually offering 40 to 60% of trade travels or other companies as well, saving a great amount of the retail
price. Yes, well, I would like you to send, because I would have to refer it on, if you could send us out something, please.
I would love to, but I would like to ask you a few more questions regarding the travel plans.
Yes, well, come on, yes.
Yes. Well, what places have the members already interested in visiting this year, Ms.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, I can't answer that. We've only just gone to caravan parks.
Caravan parks.
That's all they've done.
Okay. And, well, some of the ideas that we have for you and your club members that might interest you, including short-range trips, self-guided via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours and group dinners. This type of trips can be done anywhere from 40 to 60% less than retail, saving you a lot of money. In your opinion, will some of the members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in the future if they're very much Oh, perfect. Well, have the members shown any interest or yourself have shown any interest in visiting certain place?
No, they just like us to tell them, you know, that's the kind of group they are. And we can pick out holidays that are advertised in the Probus magazine, you see, that comes out.
Okay. Well, are there any places that comes in mind maybe you would want to propose to the committee? Or the
I can't.
Okay.
I can't. That's the kind of group they are.
Uh-oh.
No, I can't.
Okay.
That's why we've got to tell them, you know. Yes.
Oh, I understand. Well, our research with Probus in regarding to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what the members want. How do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
We don't.
Do you guys discuss anything?
We don't, because we know they won't do it. See, our age group ranges from 70 up to about 90. You're in an older age group. But we've got newer members now. Newer members now are coming on.
Oh.
And they would be more readily willing to go on these trips, you see. Whereas the older ones, no.
Oh, all right. Well,
so we're our club's in a bit of a transition with older members and the newer members. We're in that little bracket.
Okay. Well, Ms. Powell, I just have a few more questions that will definitely survey. Working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because, as you mentioned, everyone is different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence.
You're better off having more organized.
Organized?
More organized trips, but certainly having, you know, half a free day or something like that. But no, the best kept as a group.
Okay. Does the member, do you or anyone, are you guys doing any type of email survey to find out what members are wanting?
No, we haven't, we don't need to with our group. That's the kind of group we are.
Oh, okay. Well, just a few more questions, two more questions. From what do you already know what members want in regarding trips? On a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important do you feel that?
We don't. We have to tell them. We don't. Because we are not a group that's done travel, you see. Other private groups, yes. They have, but not our group.
Well, do you feel the affordability and value for money is very important to you and to
Oh, yes, yes, I look at that, oh, yes.
How about flexible travel options? Having choice of different types of styles and travel suits different budgets?
Yes, I guess so, because as I say, I'm thinking of the younger ones now. Okay. Yes.
Well, are there any factors are important to you or to your members comes in mind? Anything important?
No, I think places that have lifts and not stairs and things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I see from the committee members on your website that you have a person in charge of travel arrangement. Is that Mr. David Barton? Or
Yes, he's the secretary.
Oh,
yes, he's the secretary.
I'll go ahead and update that on my record then. Well, are travel plan getting competitive pricing and communicating members since quite a time?
Yes, certainly. Please send us, because there's quite a few of us that would love to do what you've just said and to get them going. So if we've got something to go by, you know, that's something that we can plan. No, most interested.
Well, Ms. Powell, by any would you mind sharing your email? Maybe I could send some proposal over for you to look at and maybe present it to the member in the future?
Yes, please. Do you need, or do you want a post office box? Do you want an email?
I think email will be, yeah, we could send it right away. Post box, you know, it usually takes a couple of
days. Yes, okay, well, you can use me then. Yes, that's J.A. Powell.
J.A.
Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
P-O-W-E-L-L.
Figure 2.
2.
At bigpond.com.
Bigpond.com. Let me repeat that.
Yes.
J.A. Powell, number 2.
Yes.
At bigpond.com.
That's right.
Well, this is the last question, Ms. Powell. I would.
Oh, thank goodness. My tea is going to be ruined. Yes.
This actually gives me a better idea of understanding your club travel plans in the future. I would definitely like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know that your members go to 60% of any trips, domestic and international. Are you open to maybe shopping around if you can provide better pricing for the trips, upcoming trips?
I suppose that's what they do.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, Ms. Powell, that actually completes the survey. Thank you so much.
Right.
I just want to mention...
What a dull group we sound like. We're really a fun group, you know.
It's like you guys are a fun club.
We are, but gee whiz, yes.
Well,
okay.
Well, I just want to mention this. We are actually the first biggest travel club in Australia, and we're setting up
right.
a Probus Club branch, a special
right.
membership. So,
discount
out because it does pay to shop around. And this is actually quite a significant step for Probus because it means you're getting a free access to wholesale travel and a wide range of
promotions.
We'll go ahead and send you their introductory email, Ms. Powell, and thank you so much for your time. And if you don't mind, we'll do a follow-up in the future.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Powell.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so
much. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.